Hey listeners, it's Nick from Kevlar Joe's Coffee Company. I want to invite you to try something new. Here at Kevlar Joe's Coffee Company, we have a bold and slow-roasted coffee that is 100% organic and ethically sourced. There are no pesticides or fungicides from the plantations we import our coffee from, and it's all single-sourced too. We have light, medium, and dark roast. Even decaf coffee as well to satisfy whatever kind of coffee you drink. We also have a variety of flavored coffees for you to try, including our hazelnut and apple pie flavored coffees, which are both big sellers. You can order our coffee at www.kevlarjoes.com. You can also follow us at Facebook, Instagram, or X for Kevlar Joe news, deals, and your daily dose of coffee-related memes, so make sure to like and follow our pages. And I'll leave you with this, listener. The world isn't a safe place right now, and it seems like it's always teetering on the edge. But don't forget, like it says in Matthew 5:14, you are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill and cannot be hid. Let your light shine before all men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. So be bold, be humble, and be Kevlar.
My name is L.A. Margioli.
This is Dr. Aaron Judkins.
This is Trey Smith.
This is Ryan Peterson.
This is Dr. Jud Burton.
This is Timothy Albrino.
This is Derek Gilbert, and you're listening to The Dig Bible Podcast.
Glad you made it. Come along for the ride as we search for hidden truth, explore historical context, and dig into God's Word to help us understand the past, present, and future of this supernatural world. This is Steve, along with Justin and Ben, and you are listening to the Dig Bible Podcast.
What is going on, all my local guys and gals? And how about those long-distance pals?
We're back.
Because we are back.
We are back from Texas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was a fun trip. It was a good time. I got to see a state I've never been in, and Grapevine was an awesome little city. Met a lot of nice people and got to experience a little bit of the local culture there, a little bit of the local fair, which was good. But the conference, you know, the Hear the Watchmen, the prophetic signs in the heavenlies. We got to be there, got to enjoy a lot of the speakers, got to meet some new people. Had a lot of fun, and like I said, I think it was a pretty amazing experience, as every one of these conferences seem to be.
Yeah, and it's just fun too to be entering this space, and our first conference was just, you know, less than 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, we just kind of got to experience everything. The second one, we just showed up with a bunch of shirts that we printed ourselves. And was just going to try to be like, hey, you know, you want this shirt? And just try to promote that way. But we ended up getting hooked up with a table thanks to Trish. So that was pretty amazing. Thank you, Trish. To this one, getting invited to go and being given a table instead of purchasing it. And then Mike even set us up with a recording room with access to speakers. So we kind of had the backstage VIP pass for this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really cool. Beautiful venue, that conference center that they had there in Grapevine. That was just a beautiful place. Great place for a conference. Plenty of room. And just... Like every time, you get to hear these amazing people like Derek Gilbert. You get to hear, you know, just awesome speakers. But then you get to meet people and mix with people that came to these conferences and you learn from people and you hear people's stories. It's just really powerful, and the things that, you know, you know you're not alone in this space. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's just it's hard to describe if you've not been to one of these things. I know we say this about every conference we go to, because it is. It's the same every time we go, but it just it fills your cup and rejuvenates you and gets you excited about your faith and about the community of Christ and the body of Christ and meeting these like-minded individuals. You can just feed off each other and talk about, you know, God's word and the strange things in the Bible that the world labels it as fringe. Because even in the Christian community, even in your church, some of the things that make them uncomfortable, they avoid and don't want to talk about, or you get that, you know, weird look like you got a third eye in the middle of your head when you talk about it. You don't get those looks here. You get the excited faces and, oh yeah, well, I found this studying, and oh, I heard this guy's podcast the other day. Have you heard it yet? Mm-hmm. It's just really great.
Well, I mean, you say it there, and we talk about it, Jesus to aliens, you know, Jesus to Bigfoot, to Esau, whatever yeah. It is. We can talk to people in this space is very, you're going through something, you've experienced something, you know, you have some kind of oppression, you have, you know, you've been around something demonic. No one at these conferences looks at you like you're crazy. They're there to empower you, strengthen you, help you through certain things. And that's where I think that these things really are amazing, because there's everything from, like I said, there's everything from salvation to deliverance to fringe, and you can get your cup filled on every level. I think that's a good way of saying it. You're getting your cup filled, and there's so much there, and there's something for everybody. You know, when I go to these things, there's certain speakers that will hit me a certain way, and those speakers are phenomenal. And then there's other speakers that maybe don't hit me quite the same way, but you know what? They're hitting somebody else. And not everybody is going to be just for you. Not everybody that you listen to is going to be just for you. But when you find two or three people or three or four people that you listen to and you're like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. And then you can follow their work. You can dive into this material more. It helps you down those rabbit holes that sometimes you don't, you sometimes think you're alone in, you know what I mean? There's times that, and I've said that with you, like I go down, I'm like, I think I'm the only one that thinks this. And all of a sudden we're like, we find a book on it and like, oh my gosh, I guess not. But it's so cool to meet people like that and have that, find people this way. And these conferences are the best way, because not only are you finding it with the speakers, but you're finding it with the people that are just walking around there. You know, you're in it's when you talk about it, it's a safe space. It's a place where you can go and be yourself, talk about these things and become like, really, it empowers you to face the rest of the world when you leave.
Yeah, definitely. And for our listeners, we will definitely get personal and let you guys, behind the scenes, so to speak. we're just 9-to-5 guys, good old boys, you know, with families. So we couldn't afford the, you know, $1,500 ticket, first class, you know, flying to get there when we wanted to and when we got back. And which, I mean, let me rephrase that. You know, we could have afforded it. We just didn't want to pay those crazy prices. So, you know, we're frugal. So we did some research and was trying to find the best way to get there and, you know, spend our resources wisely. And we found that by flying Allegiant, it was a lot cheaper. But the only hiccup was we would have to drive to Asheville, North Carolina, park our car, and then fly into Austin and get a rental car. And remember, this was in Dallas.
Three and a half hours away.
And the Google search said 2. So, you know, leave it to a bunch of dudes not investigating things well. Well, I'll take all the blame on that, Steve. I won't even include you. But so we ended up missing like the whole like first half, basically, probably the first 3/4 of the first day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's disappointing. Yeah. Sometimes,
but the alternative, we paid like $600, you know, for our plane ticket. The other alternative to get there on time and all that good stuff, it was like double that, wasn't it? It was like $1,200. So we saved $600 by doing that a piece.
Yeah. I mean, that's unfortunately, it's just part of the, it's part of what happens in these things. It's tough to make time for it when you, like you said, you're a 9-to-5 guy, you have a job, you have commitments, things like this, that what we do in this space, what we do for this podcast, what we do for the conferences and things, this is, we do this because we want to do it. This isn't our job. This isn't a way that we make a living. This is what we do because this is what we love doing. So, you know, we got to make the best of it. But with all that being said, it adds into some pretty funny stories and things that happen and the way that, I guess everything shakes out. It makes things, the trips that we take, more memorable. And if, I mean, I could say that about all the ones that we've done so far. There's funny stories with each one, but we get to, you know, we get to see some old friends at these things, and it just, it, you get back face to face with people, and
good old Jacob, man.
Yeah. He's, man, I tell you, that guy's a trooper.
Yeah. He's a Dallas native, but we first met him at the, Go Therefore conference. And we just struck up a conversation and ended up going to lunch with us. And we got to hang out with him. You know, we exchanged numbers and found out that he rode. And this was it like in October or something? I mean, it was starting to get chilly. Yeah, because it's football season.
It was October.
Yeah. Jacob rode a motorcycle all the way from Dallas to Ohio.
To Louisville, Kentucky.
And then the last night, he's like, and it was nighttime. It was like 8-9 o'clock at night. He's like, yeah, I think I'm just going to get on the bike and ride straight on in. I'm like, dude, you're a trooper. But he was there, long story short. So we got to reconnect with Jacob. That was awesome.
Well, cool things too is these conferences, not only, you know, you get to see the speakers, but there's, like you just said, there's people that we've met before. There's other people that maybe have spoke, like Vicky Joy Anderson. We got to see her again. She was there just being at the conference. Her and her dad came, and I love them both. They're awesome. We'll have a little interview that we did with her while we were there. We'll have that coming out here in a little bit. But just you get to her, and then we got to meet Ricky and Shelley from the Theological Dark Web podcast.
You didn't say it right.
What did I say? What did I say?
The Theological Dark Web.
Oh, my bad. The Dark Web. But we got to meet them, and they are amazing. They're amazing people, amazing individuals with a great show. Please give them a listen as well. Just great stuff. And you get to meet people that are like-minded, that are in the same space, that are podcasting like us, that are facing the same struggles, that are facing the same, you know, the same thing that you're going through. You're never going through something alone. Everybody's going through, somebody else is going through what you're going through too. And it's just awesome to meet people in that same space that are going through that and understand what you're going through, and then being able to kind of commiserate and also learn from each other. It's just awesome.
Yeah, and Karen Wilkinson, author of the book, you know, Stolen Seed, Evil Harvest. She was there. Reggie, our good friend Reggie, we got to meet her for the first time. Trying to think. That was pretty much our little, you know, podcasting circle. But yeah, just as always, our table ends up being the hangout conversation or hot topic table. And funny story was where we arrived late, you know, which I mean, I told Mike, you know, that we was, you know, going to be coming in late, you know, Friday. And Mike, you know, he just had a heart attack and had open heart surgery and stuff just a few months prior. And so his poor wife, she was left carrying the load on this one. She did a fantastic job. So Jeannie, thank you. If you ever watch or hear this, you did an amazing job. But someone had told her that we were no shows, So she actually gave our booth away. And luckily they had an extra table and set it up for us, you know, so that was a near miss there. But yeah, there was at one point it was me and you and Liz, Ricky, Shelly, Karen, Reggie, Vicky, and Dave Paxton. We was all just clustered up at that table, just talking and just having a good old time. And, even got some lowered eyebrows from a few people at the conference because somebody was talking. We got in trouble. We didn't get scolded and called out by name, but yeah,
close.
It was close.
Well, that's sorry. The coolest, but that's the coolest thing about these. That's what I've, you know, I love seeing the speakers. I love learning because we got to, like I said, we got to see some new people we hadn't seen. We got to see some new topics by people we had seen before. It's powerful stuff. It's amazing. But, you know, when you get to sit down and talk to these people one-on-one, when you get to have that interaction, to me, that is truly the my favorite part of those conferences, when you get to sit down and really break it down and have what are you going through? What's happening? What's happening in your life? You know, what is your interest? What's your passions? And we sit there, we go back and forth, and it's amazing the people God puts in your path. It is amazing. It'll always be amazing. It's not just at those conferences, but at those conferences, it's almost like it's magnified. It's just more intense because everybody's there because they're, I don't want to say looking for something, because, you know, we all have, you know, most of the people that come to those things are, you know, they're saved individuals. They have Jesus at the core, but they come to those conferences because they want to grow. They want to learn something. They want to have a perspective that you can, or I guess expand their perspectives. They want to look at these things and see things in a different way because they understand that the world's so much greater than we understand. You know, the this planet that God's put us on and the world around us and this supernatural world that we live in is so much greater than most people understand.
I totally agree. But that, some of the speakers that we had Dr. Carrie. How do you pronounce her last name? I don't even want to butcher it.
I'm probably going to butcher it anyway, and I'll ask her before we actually have her on, but I think it's Madege.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong, but Carrie, okay. She was very, and I use this term very endearingly, but she was Michael Heiser-esque. And that's how I'll say it, because very supernatural, very unseen realm, very understanding of the supernatural world around us, which I think is really going to be an amazing interview when we have her on our show.
I had never heard of her. So when she got up there and started talking about all the stuff she was talking about, I mean, I was very excited because mm-hmm. All the things she was talking about was right up the alley that we talk about. And she mm-hmm. was, you know, well knowledgeable and a doctor. And after I'd done a little bit of research and stuff, I mean, she is a plane crash survivor too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, she's not only, you know, intelligent, you know, well-researched woman, she's got a fascinating and very exciting testimony.
Well, I will tell you, not only that, but when I went to search on Facebook to find information on her, it goes in the AI thing, and Facebook warned me against her. So you know she's good.
Yes.
You know she's good. So that'll be a fun interview. The guy that I got to talk to more this time than I have before was Dr. Michael Lake. And I love that guy. That guy is so knowledgeable. He's funny. He's just got such a presence about him, and his knowledge. It's funny. It's one of those guys that I don't know how we didn't know about him sooner, or how we didn't he's a great author. I actually have the book right up here. That I'm going to start working on next, and it's the Shinar Directive. So I'm looking forward to working on this in the next little bit. But he's got multiple books. He's written a whole bunch of things. So every time we come back from these conferences, we have a whole bunch. But Michael Lake, just knowledge, and we had a separate interview with him as well, because I just love sitting down with him. He just is, he's a guy who's on fire, but just has so much knowledge at the same time. It's just, he'll be a phenomenal interview. It'll be a show you won't want to miss when we sit down with him. It'll be pretty amazing.
Ben hogged him.
He did last time.
For a conference, because we met him, got to speak with him a little bit, but once again, our table is always the hangout conversation table at that conference. Dr. Lake come over, but him and Ben, you know, were old military heads. So him and Ben really hit it off, and Ben kind of hogged all the action with Dr. Lake at that conference. So this was our turn now. Well, your turn.
Well, we're going to sit down with him coming up soon. He was preparing for another conference, so we haven't set it in stone yet. But he's coming on. It'll probably be later this summer sometime when we sit down with him and kind of dive into some of his works and some of his ideas. But he's very much in that realm. He's very much understanding of the supernatural realm that we're in. And I love people who understand the supernatural war that's happening around us. The minute that we start pushing that behind us and put it in the rearview mirror, and we try to just ignore that that's going around, then we're already losing the fight. We don't even realize we're in a battle. So it's everybody who is like this, who has that fire, who's authors like this, who is trying to get that word out, just support those people. You know, these people are the ones that are getting that word out to the rest of the world. And it's so important that we understand, especially in these truly, because this conference was called The Prophetic Signs in the Heavenlies, talking about the end of days. We're talking about the way things are changing, you know, the war in Israel, the things that are happening right now that are true signs of us getting closer to the end. Right now, it's more important than ever to understand that we are in that supernatural battle. Just that Ephesians 6:12, you know, we do not fight against flesh and blood. Remember that. We are in a supernatural battle. So Dr. Michael Lake is going to be awesome. I'm really excited about that. But on that same military vibe, I got a couple of books from this guy. I gave one to Ben already because you were talking about the military vibe, but right here, Colonel David Giamona and Troy Anderson is his co-author. We're going to have both of them come on the show together. And Troy Anderson was a Pulitzer Prize nominated author. Like, these guys are legit.
Legit for our show.
Probably. But they're awesome guys. They're generous. They're willing to come on, talk to us, and drop some knowledge. Love these guys. Just such a, like I said, such a knowledge base. And I think it was, and I don't want to misquote, but I think it was Giamona who was the longest ever tenured, I think that's what they said, chaplain in the, I think in the U.S. Army, at over 30 some odd years, longest ever tenured chaplain in the army, in the history of the army. I'm pretty sure. I mean, pretty amazing to think about that.
Oh yeah.
So he'll be an awesome interview. Really excited about that. They're coming up not too far off too. So keep on the lookout for that. He's got, from a military perspective, I'm trying to remember the name of the other book I gave Ben, but it's kind of like from a military standpoint, but you know, the surviving the last days, like what we need to do, like what's our directive, you know, as the Christian church in the end of days. So I think that's a really important aspect to think about. And I say it every time, but, you know, today is the most important day that has ever happened. And tomorrow will be the next most important day that ever happens to get closer, because we're getting closer and closer to the end. So every day is one less day that you can bring someone or plant that seed to bring them closer to Christ before the end of the world comes. So every day is the most important day, because after that, you know, we don't want to miss an opportunity.
And sticking with the military vibe, we also had Jamie Walden there, but he's the way they stacked this conference, a lot of the bigger name, you know, more known people, they put them all in the first day, which with me, I loved the conference, had a great time. But if I had one thing that I could have changed, I wish they would have spread out the bigger name people throughout the conference, because I got to miss a lot of them.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't have had an issue if I'd have been there for the whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jamie Walden, he's always, you know, given good discussions and things. So, and everybody loves Jamie. So I'm sure that was a good discussion, but we missed that.
Yeah, we'll have to reach out to him. I'd love to have him on the show at some point, just to kind of...
Which I got his cell phone number. Okay. Mike Kerr, give me his number. I just got to get in touch with him.
I think that's called stalking.
No.
But no.
It was given to me.
Not by him.
Well, he knows I got it. I've already texted him.
Fair enough, fair enough. We'll look forward to
having Mike.
We'll look forward to having him on the show in the future. That'll be good. I've heard some stuff from him. Mike Kerr has him on a lot on his Wednesday show, through the Hear the Watchman. If you guys aren't subscribe to that, to the emails, to know when that was it. Now, what is it called? The Wednesday shows. I always forget what it's called.
Is it? I can't remember. Is it Spiritual Warfare Wednesday or something like that?
But look up Hear the Watchmen and look into their, they have shows usually every Wednesday, and Jamie Walden's on those a lot. Sometimes it'll be Derek Gilbert. Sometimes, I mean, there's lots of great people that come on those shows.
And I think Tracy Tennant is on there like every week too. I think she's got like a weekly show on there.
And she's going to be coming on too. Speaking of another speaker coming back, you've had Tracy Tennant on the Prometheus Lens, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, Escaping Mormonism.
A pretty amazing story that she has. And we've seen her at a conference prior as well. It's where we first met her, was actually in Louisville. And it was a great conference, like I said, up there too. It was another Hear the Watchman, but it was a very, very eye-opening experience with her. Very unique perspective, but one of the sweetest people you would ever meet.
Yes.
On this planet.
And speaking of that, she donated some books and autographed them, and even gave us a coffee mug that she donated and wants us to use for prize giveaways.
That's awesome.
So a teaser, and they're autographed. So when we do that show with her, we will run like a Facebook contest. So when that show airs, if you share that episode and tag the Dig Bible Podcast Facebook page, and to do that, you have to first, you know, like the page, share that link, and tag us in it, and then it'll put you into an entry for the prize drawing, and we'll let it run for like, you know, a week, and mm-hmm. you know, and we'll draw that out and give that away and send that out to you.
That'll be awesome. Now, Tracy, you'll love Tracy. You'll love listening to her.
She's hilarious. She's knowledgeable and yes. sweet and hilarious. I mean, that's a winning combo for me mm-hmm. anyway.
100%.
That episode I did with her, I mean, she had me laugh until I cried.
It'll be good. I'm excited for it. She's one that at that first conference where it was, we were talking about kind of spoken words and how they can affect people and things of that nature. And even to the point where we were talking about in the womb and some of the things and some of the things that she went through and some of this kind of like a regressive type therapy type thing that was really interesting. But I'm going to butcher it if I talk about it much more. So I'll let her kind of elaborate when we get her back on the show here shortly. She's coming on fairly soon. I do have her scheduled. Not sure when that'll release, but we do have her scheduled coming up here shortly for us to do the show with her. And I'm really excited about that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Tracy's awesome. And actually, for the first time now, David Hefner, he speaks a lot with Hear the Watchman. And actually, the last conference they did that we've been talking about was at his church.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the, what do they call the last speaker, the keynote speaker?
No, keynote's usually the beginning.
Okay.
The very first. I don't.
But he was the last speaker at the last conference, and guilty as charged that night at that time. The Tennessee Vols were playing Alabama, and we watched the game. But we won by a field goal. God intervened, the earth shook, and we made the field goal. So we caught David this time.
We did.
We made up for it. And David, you did amazing. Last evangelist.
He was jamming a little bit there.
Oh yeah, he was singing, playing guitar, preaching.
But yeah, look up David Hefner. Look up the last evangelist. Very, you know, a guy from a little bit of Hollywood. If you look into David Hefner, look into the last evangelist, a show that he's done. You won't be disappointed.
And Derek, we missed Derek.
Yeah.
Because they had him speaking at the like at the beginning of the first day. But so I'm sure in Derek Gilbert fashion, that was an amazing discussion.
You know, you can count on it. First of all, you got to do is hear his voice just once. And you know that. And if you haven't listened to Derek's voice, listen to the Prometheus Lens intro.
Yes.
Go back to multiple shows on the Dig that we've had him on. The whole is Lucifer Satan? Ooh, that was a good episode. That one will make you think. Mm-hmm. So, but Derek is amazing. Gilbert House Fellowship. He has his own app you can get on and follow it. They do a show with guys that we've had on this show, people that we love, Brian Godawa, Doug Van Dorn, and Judd Burton, all with Derek Gilbert, and they dive into it's called Iron and Myth, and they dive into some of the most unbelievable topics. But you'll never see four people that are so knowledgeable and educated with different viewpoints and have a civilized conversation, never bite each other's heads off, which is how we should truly debate as Christians. But they are, it's mind blowing the subject matter they go over. But Derek and Sharon, we absolutely love them. We had a little interview that we got to do with them ourselves that will air as well. The OGs, of this space, is what they've been called. However, they decided that was the old Gilberts is how they said it. But I thought that was pretty funny.
OGs, old Gilberts.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. So I absolutely love the Gilberts. Any conference you go to, if they're there, they will take the time to sit down, to talk to you, to converse with you, to sign a book for you. Any of these people we've talked to will sit down and talk to you, sign a book. Just great people that really honestly have, you know, just furthering the word of God on their minds. This is what it's about. So, but so much knowledge in one room. It's amazing. And Derek Gilbert usually has half of it when he's in the room. So absolutely love Derek and Sharon and, yeah, look forward to that little interview we had with them, and then we'll have them on back again in the future.
Yep, and our good friend David Paxton, Mr. Contracts, we actually got to hear him speak. He did a presentation on the book written in the stars, and we actually did an episode on that and went through that book as well. But he had all the slideshows and stuff to go along with it. It was really good. Good job, David.
That was good. I love, if you don't know, you know, when we look at the zodiac and we see the sky and we think about the way that, you know, you think of the zodiac in the fortune cookie way or the newspaper way where they're trying to tell you your fortune, all this stuff. It's always a perversion of something God does, right? We talked about it before. God said he set, you know, the constellations, he set the stars in the sky, you know, for the times and for the seasons. You know, this is what he set these things in place. But if you don't truly understand what that zodiac is, if you don't truly understand that God set those in place, that God actually named those constellations, I mean, he talks about them in Job, which is, most scholars will tell you, is the oldest book in the Bible, that God actually talks about the Pleiades. He talks about Orion. But the whole story in the stars is about Jesus. But look that up. Look up that episode, Written in the Stars. Look into that. There's so much. It's such an amazing thing to see that how we've, as a country, as a world, have perverted these things that God put up there for us.
Oh, yeah, and I think that's what it was talking about when in Scripture it says that, you know, Jesus was the plan since the foundations were laid. You know, I mean, because it was written in the stars. It was the plan from the beginning.
Well, God knows. We have free will as a gift. He knows the decisions we're going to make. And he knows the results of those decisions. But we have that free will. Whatever path we take, he knows what will come out of that. And, you know, it just blows me away. That whole thing, when you gave me that book, that Written in the Stars, that absolutely blew me away. But.
Yeah. And that was an old book, too. You know, this was before we had all the space age computers and, you know, being able to simulate all this stuff and all this advanced technology. So this guy actually had to do the hard labor and research and find all this stuff. But he did a really, really good job. What was it? Was it Billinger?
I'd have to look. I have to go back. It's not on this shelf.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. I might have somebody.
Look it up, you'll find it. Written in the Stars.
There, and the crazy part is, I had two other books on that too, and I think I have all three of them loaned out to people because I told them how amazing it was when I dove into it and really, you know, was looking at what that actually meant. And if you go back, and I know this is kind of an offshoot, this is one of our favorite rabbit trails we like to take, but you know, we talk about that planisphere, the zodiac, the oldest one that there is on record is on the ceiling of a temple in Egypt called Ensa, this temple in Ensa. And that's E-N-S-A-H, I think is what it is. But it's on the ceiling, and it shows the zodiac, the circle, and it has a sphinx with the head pointing one way and the tail pointing the other in between two of the constellations, signifying the beginning and the end, with the beginning being Virgo and the end being Leo, meaning and signifying that the Virgo, the Virgin, who gave birth to Jesus, Mary, and then with it all coming around, the culmination being Leo, which is the Lion of Judah, at the very end, coming back in full judgment. So look through that book, will blow your mind, and it'll show you how much the world has corrupted God's creation and the things that God has put in place for us. The story of Jesus was truly written in the stars.
Amen. Yeah, that was just a good deep dive and a good episode. We even did like a follow-up too, talking about astronomy in the Bible you know, the four living creatures and the throne room visions and all that stuff, you know, is astronomical.
That's a two-parter. There was a two-parter. I think it was titled, I think the other one's titled Astronomy, Astrology in the Bible. It was like a backslash there, but it had so many things because we got to understand the difference between astronomy and astrology, but also the importance. It's a few
letters.
It's a few letters. But you got to look at that and you got to take that information and look at what it is. Look at what God made it and look at what people have done. And just the same as any of God's creation, we love to take it and destroy it. You know, we've been doing that study on Enoch, and that is the epitome. You know, the Book of the Watchers, that's the epitome of taking something God made and taking this knowledge we weren't supposed to have and, you know, taking it and corrupting it. So,
yeah. And what was funny was after this conference, it got me and you talking. We was like, man, if we did a conference, we would do this and do that. And I think it'd be fun. I think we should just take the viewers and listeners on a virtual trip in our minds and expose them to what our conference would look like if we did one. What do you say?
Why not?
Let them in the brain matter here.
That's a scary place.
Yeah. Buckle up, Buttercup. It's about to get real.
It's going to get bumpy.
Yeah. But now we were just, you know, talking about it. It's like, man, you know, this would be cool, you know, if we ever got to a point that we could do this. And of course, me and Steve's talked about it a few times, how, you know, it would be so awesome to do that and how we would do it if we could do it. And one thing that me and Steve both agreed on, if we did it, we would want a mix of the new school and the old school. Because with our experience, you know, we love the conferences. We are not bashing them whatsoever. We're just saying that if we done them, we would want to spin it up a little bit. And it seems to be just a good old boys club. You know, it's the same speakers often, and they're all older generation. There's no younger generation, the next in line that's supposed to grab this torch. And I think we need to do a better job at building them up, embracing them, and getting them ready to hold that flame and run with it. So that's one thing we both agreed on, about having just some newer, younger speakers and even podcasters.
Mm-hmm. I think the podcaster angle is really interesting, because you have people that, you know, what do me and you do? All we do is research. All we do is dive into different things. I mean, it's really what we do when we're doing our core shows. I mean, we have other things that we put on our channel that are separate, that are a little different. But when we're doing our core shows, it's all research. It's all, you know, that, like we just talked about, the written in the stars stuff, going through the you know, astrological signs and understanding what they mean and all this. It's not something you just pick up and say, well, this is what it is. No, you got to read. You got to get into it. You got to research. You know, I went through three separate books that I thought all had great information, with that written in the stars being the core of it. And then there, the other two had some great points that, you know, you got to pull all this stuff in. Never take all your information from one source, but we got to pull this stuff in. So podcasters do a lot of researching. They do a lot of deep diving, and, you know, there's a reason that, you know, hopefully there's a reason that people listen to them, is because they are pulling out truth that is reaching somebody and you're relating to somebody. And that's what I think a conference really could benefit from, is having some people that have that mindset, that have that, you know, that have researched some of these topics that are very new. If we look at even, you know, we look at the conference we just went to, which was a phenomenal conference. I will, like you said, I will never, ever say something negative. These conferences are awesome. I will go to them over and over and over again. These speakers are amazing. I want to hear them. But we just said we've been to, I think this is our third conference that we've been to in the last couple of years. And we've seen a lot of the same speakers at each one. I want to hear somebody new. I want some new, fresh blood mixed in there. I want, you know, how are we going to reach the next generation? It's like me talking to my kid about how to use the PlayStation or, you know, whatever it is. I can't speak his language because I haven't lived his experience. We need people that have lived the experience of the next generation so they can speak to that generation. It's hard, and I'm not knocking anybody else or not knocking any of the other speakers because everybody needs to be fed. I don't, 2 to 92, we all need to be fed. But we have to look at this and say, okay, who can best relate to this generation? Who can best relate to this generation? And right now, I think everybody out there can agree, if we look at what's happened in the last 50 years and the generation that's growing up right now, it is a scary space. And if we can't relate to that generation, if we can't reach them,
the future is screwed.
There's a lot of people that are not going to cross those pearly gates because they're not going to have somebody that can relate to them in the way that they need to hear the word.
Yep. And one thing we talked about too was, you know, have, you know, a handful of speakers, but have like a podcaster's showcase, you know, because usually, you know, when you're changing speakers, there's some setup time and some downtime while they get their presentation squared away and you know, just whatever. The AV team needs to pull up the next presentation and slides and all that stuff. So, you know, put in there a 15-minute interval where, like, maybe me and you would go up and sit in a chair and call up a podcaster and introduce the crowd to the podcaster, you know, and just be like, hey, guys, this is Bo Kennedy from the Bump Podcast. Bo talks about this on his show. You know, Bo, tell us, you know, what's the premise of your show? How did you get started? You mm-hmm. know, what kind of material do you talk about? And just do like a little mini interview to introduce him to the audience for those that have not met him yet, and do that for several podcasters mm-hmm. because there is a lot of jealousy and contempt and competition in the podcasting circles, whether people want to admit it or not. And the thing we need to realize is, guys, we are batting for the same team.
Agreed.
And we need to lift each other up and do everything we can to lift these people up, because like you just said, somebody may love our content and listen to us and get something from it, but then there's another handful that, you know, don't like listening to it. Could be just our Southern accents. They don't like our Southern accents, but they love Ricky and Shelly mm-hmm. over at the
dark web,
and they're never going to find them if we're acting like gatekeepers and trying to suppress and keep people away from them.
Agreed.
It's the same goal line. It doesn't matter which route or show they listen to get there.
Do you know, I think that's an awesome point. And I think what we should start doing is start doing that on the actual show as well. I think we should do that every once a month, have somebody on for just a short one, just a 30-minute. This is what they talk about. Because like you said, we're not everybody's flavor. And that's okay. I don't need to be everybody's flavor. I always say it, you say it. We need to reach that one person God has intended for us. But that would be a good thing to help help everybody reach the people that somebody that needs to hear them. We could help that person find that show that will reach them, that will hit them in the right way. And I don't care if it's not us. I really don't. If it's somebody else that's going to hit them and it's going to speak to them, let's introduce them to those people, because their salvation very well could depend on it. And that to me is the most important thing.
Yep.
So I think that's a great, obviously that'd be awesome at a conference. I think that would be great, but I think we might want to start doing that as a show on, using that as something to, introduce other people to other great shows that are out there, other great content, and just spread the love.
Yeah. Cause I was just talking to, Geraldine and, Michael Basham from, the Cross Files podcast. I met them today and we had a lunch and just kind of hung out, and I was telling them, I was like, something like that would be great. And, you know, you could even have it like a little segment and just call it, you know, behind the mic, get to know the people behind the mic on a personal level. Mm-hmm. You know, that'd be really cool. And like you said, it's just lifting each other up.
Mm-hmm. I think in this space, what separates the Christian podcasters, the people that are, and I don't want this to sound bad, but the people that are doing it for the right reasons, the people that are doing it really truly to further God's word, to further, you know, the reason we do, if I wanted to make money podcasting, I would not be doing a Christian podcast. Let's say that. We're doing this for a reason. We're doing this because we love God. We're doing this because somebody needs to hear that word. And I'm telling you, that's what I absolutely love about what we've put together, because we have the fringe and we have the salvation. And I want the people on this salvation side to see that.
Get a little fringy.
You have to get fringy. You have to understand it's a supernatural world.
Our fringy guys, you know, to get a little Jesus.
And that's it. It has to, we have to see that the whole thing, the whole spectrum is real. Like, you know, that's why I say Jesus to aliens on our podcast, because everything matters. The reason these things are thrown in your face on the news or different things, everything matters. So it's so important for us to understand, yes, fringe things, they're out there. There's a reason this stuff's there. There's a reason, whether it's an attack, whatever it is, or whether it's just something that we've chosen to disregard because of our belief in the here and now, or because we are, we just shut down that supernatural angle, or is it because we're so, prosperity gospel that we don't want to hear anything other than Jesus loves you, or that we only need that. And I'm not saying you need everything like this to get to heaven. That's not what I mean, but we have to understand that we can't judge the people over on the left side and judge the people over on the right side because somebody doesn't believe the fringe side of things, or somebody only believes the salvation side of things. We have to understand that this is all a continuum. We got to bring that. We're trying to bring that, bridge that gap. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. And then one thing we discussed too was the vendor or exhibitor times. It seems like those, for us anyway, that's the most enjoyable part, because that's where the fellowship happens. Mm-hmm. That's where the conversations happen. That's where the connections happen. And if we're honest, you know, a lot of people will come to a conference just for one speaker. You know, you might be somebody that just loves Derek and Sharon, mm-hmm. follows their YouTube channel and everything they put out, and they seen that they were coming to this conference, and they, you know, dropped all this money on a plane ticket and the ticket to the conference, and you only get a, you know, 5 or 10 minute window, you know, once or twice during the day. And then there's, you know, 20 or 30 more people just like you that came just for them. So then you get a line at that table and you finally get up there to finally talk to them, and oh, they're calling you back in and the next speaker's up. So it's like, that's one thing we talked about. We want a lot more free time, social time, for people to explore the vendor tables and to meet people and be more sociable and have more time to do that, if, you know, we did something like that.
That truly has been my favorite part of these conferences. Yes. sitting down and meeting people. And in the end, you know, you're a witness to people one way or another, whatever it is. Somebody comes up to you, and it wasn't at this one. It was at the last one we were at in Ohio. And somebody came up, and I was talking about a problem they were having at home. And it's, you know, they're coming to you in a space. God's putting them in your path for a reason. You don't know why. But he comes up, and somebody feels the compulsion to tell you something they're going through in their life. Why is that? Because they see something in you because of what you're doing for the kingdom. They see something in you, and we're able to try to find a way to hook somebody up to help them through a family situation, to help them through something, a struggle they're going through. And that's the true witness. Like we sit there and listen to the speakers. It's amazing information. I learned so much. The knowledge I gleaned from those things blows me away. At the first conference, I think I went through 2 notebooks just writing down so many different, it's just unreal. But then you sit down and talk to people, get to know people, you get that personal connection. And I think that part is vastly underutilized at most of these conferences that I think we really need to make sure that people have a chance to have that true fellowship, like you said. And that, I think that changes, that there's times that you change somebody's life. And we always say, you know, it's that whole idea. Jesus left the 99 for that one. We need to be there for that one, that somebody that's coming and seeking you out at that table, that's coming to talk to you about something, that has something on their heart, that, or just has a crazy question about something fringe. What do you think about this? I had this happen to me. You know, I saw a UFO. I saw something crazy in the woods. I saw, I had an angelic experience. You're not crazy. Let's talk about it. And I think that's where that one-on-one thing makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, let us know what you thought of our made-up conference in our head. Be nice.
Sounds good. Let Justin know if it's not nice.
Yeah, I can take it. Oh.
But well, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I recommend everybody, if you can get to one of these conferences, if you can get to a Hear the Watchman or the Go There For, if you can get to one of these conferences, I think the next one is in July again, that Go There For is up in Ohio again.
And we will be there.
We'll be there.
Dr. Judd, Carl Gallups, the Gilberts, L.A. Marzulli, Karen Wilkinson, Kenny's going to be there. Vicky, it's going to be
a darn good
time.
So if you can get to one, I recommend it highly. It will truly expand your knowledge. It'll empower you. You'll feel, like Justin said earlier, your cup will be filled, and I promise you.
Amen. Well, guys, till next time,
keep digging.
Boom.
Boom.
Hey, guys, thanks for listening to the Dig Bible Podcast. Don't be like a county worker. Get in that hole and dig some. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and check out our YouTube channel. See ya.